change of zone number 1688, Harry Caswell Incorporated.
This application has also been deferred since July the 8th. You're just getting off all the way around tonight, aren't you?
I'm halfway through.
Mr. Abbott, would you see about docking his pay for this?
See what I can do.
Thank you.
It's a busy night, man.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is an application for change of zone, requesting a change from where it's currently zoned as a general residential to a GRRPC. And the primary purpose of it, or part of the purpose, as I see it, was to allow for cluster-type development, which is not normally permitted in a GR zone. Therefore, the GRRPC was part of the application process. I believe that with some of the stipulations that can be placed upon this, that it can make this a viable project. But I'd like to, again, weigh in on any concerns or issues by my fellow commissioners before I make a motion.
Okay, Mr. Ross accepted. Anybody else like to speak?
No, I don't have any comment.
Before Mr. Burton, just to point out for the commissioners, because this came up during the public hearing with regard to some of the folks that spoke in opposition to it. You know, it's a change in zone, but really only in name. Because the underlying zoning and the permitted densities for the GR zone, which are much higher than, or significantly higher than AR1, the GR zoning is staying the same before and after. The permitted density is not changing with this at all. It's just really, you know, the overlay to allow this style of subdivision.
Seems to me that the reality is that it will actually be more restrictive with this motion than it will be to the left on its own, because it's already GR.
Right. And
is all the site GR?
Yes.
Yeah, I think all of it was, yeah.
And I believe from the hearing, Mr. Blankett said it's been zoned GR since about the beginning of zoning.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to some extent, I think we're making a better situation, a better potential situation for the residents in the area than we would be by leaving it alone. But that's just me. How about you, Mr. Smith?
I rode by the site again today, and I concur with the sentiments of the chairman.
Okay.
Well, thank you, fellow commissioners. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make my motion. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 1688 for Harry Caswell, Inc., based upon the record and for the following reasons. This property is currently zoned GR, General Residential, and has had that zoning classification for many years. Under this application, the basic zoning and the density permitted under the GR zone will not change. The project density is significantly less than the density permitted by the existing GR zoning. The project will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The property will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. The project will be served by a community wastewater system in accordance with all state and county requirements. With the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the RPC designation is appropriate since it allows the creation of a superior living environment through design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses, including the preservation of open space. And essentially, this is a cluster design subdivision with minimum lot sizes of at least 7,500 square feet. Because the property is zoned GR, the cluster option under AR zoning is not available. The applicant has favorably addressed the items in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 37 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. Final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A buffer shall be shown along all boundaries. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. A system of street lighting shall be established. Sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. The subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County ordinance, designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. As stated by the applicant, the homes shall be either modular or stick-built on site. No mobile homes shall be permitted. As required by DLDOT, access to the project shall be from Oak Street. The developer and then the Homeowners Association shall improve and maintain Oak Street from the entrance to the development to Oak Street's intersection with Mount Joy Road. The developer and then the Homeowners Association shall improve, clean up, and maintain the portion of the parcel that fronts Mount Joy Road unless and until this area is deeded to someone else. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1688, Harry Caswell, Inc., Incorporated, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Not voting, Mr. Chairman.
Carried. Let the record show motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Ross abstaining.